Should liver transplant recipients be determined by geography? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Karen Layden, assistant professor in the Department of Occupational Therapy at Tufts University, delves into this question.
Liver transplantation remains the only life-saving option for patients with end-stage liver disease. The organ shortage has intensified, rendering this option unattainable for many. Access to liver transplantation varies significantly across the United States. Depending on where a patient is waitlisted, the likelihood of receiving a liver transplant within 90 days varies from 18 to 86%. Some argue that geography is unfairly determinative for organ transplantation. The proposal being considered by the United Network for Organ Sharing has been divisive, pitting centers likely to lose organs against those likely to gain. Opponents believe that broader sharing unfairly disadvantages local donors. Proponents assert that it will save more lives. Who is right? Drawing upon ethical theory can help us decide. Distributive justice problems in healthcare are challenging and plentiful. To address these, we attempt fair and transparent procedures, ensuring that all voices are heard. When attempting fair distribution, we consider the imbalance of privilege as a guiding principle. Our analysis of national data show disparities in public safety laws such as helmet and gun regulations, health insurance, and access to health care may influence the risk of death and availability of organs. These risk factors are more prevalent in regions with high organ supply. Redistributing organs from high to low supply regions may worsen existing social and health inequalities. While the proposed policy may prevent some waitlist deaths, it may do so at the expense of vulnerable populations, favoring efficiency over equity. Although transplantation cannot rectify broader health inequities, it should not exacerbate them. Liver availability may not merely be an accident of geography, but rather a byproduct of social disadvantage.
That was Karen Layden of Tufts University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.